Welcome to Kaiju on the Brain, my fellow Kaijuverse maniacs. Today I am joined by Otaku Labs. Hi, Gez. Hi, dumb fuck. And I am joined today by my hosts from Otaku Labs to discuss the breaking news of Godzilla finally, after 65 fucking years, getting an anime. And we're not talking about the ones from Fox Kids or Hanna-Barbera either. We're talking about legit anime.
Well, don't forget, there were still two animated movies for Godzilla on Netflix.
Three,
look at that.
And I thought you liked the one from Fox Kids.
Yes, I did. But I'm saying it's not technically an anime. It's a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
That's for the four, if you're
going to
get four
DLC. So, but, I mean, what do y'all think of the idea of him getting finally getting a damn anime?
Well, this anime, from what I've read, is going to be part hand-drawn, part CG. But the unique thing behind this particular anime is the animated studios behind it, such as Bones,
Orange, right?
And there's Studio Ghibli as well.
Orange has been doing some good work.
For real.
So the people that's made My Hero Academia, Beastars, The Land of the Lustrous, titles like that.
Blue Exorcist.
Are behind Singular Point. So it actually may be worth watching since, you know, we got some good studios behind this one.
And it's all backed by fucking Toho Animation. Not Toei. Toho.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, you guys wouldn't be excited to see, like, a King Ghidorah, Batra, Mothra, well, all in animated form?
Well, one thing...
The giant octopus.
Ododaku doesn't count.
One thing...
The giant octopus.
The big-ass spider from Eight-Legged Freaks.
That's Kumonga.
Quintillion spider? I just made that up entirely.
Well, one thing... One thing that we'll know for sure is the art style and animation is going to be on point. We know this.
We hope it's going to be on point because they're merging two styles together.
But they did that. I mean, look back at SSS Gridman.
I have no idea.
It's on Funimation Network.
Yeah,
how dare you?
Well, I would,
not anymore anyway.
Well, I would definitely recommend you watch.
Yeah, it's definitely watch it. If you like tokusatsu, like Power Rangers.
I'm getting into it because of the game. The fighting game, I should say, Battle for the Grid. But I wouldn't watch the series or the show. I'd rather read the comics.
But all I'm saying is it's like tokusatsu,
like action.
Action galore, a lot of heavy action pack.
But it also has a decent story too.
Yes, very good story.
You know, but with the animation studios they got at the helm, you know, especially after like coming off of stuff like Beastars, okay, this animation is going to look crisp. It is going to look crisp.
I hope it is.
I might have to check this out, this Beastars out, because I've actually never heard of it. It's my first time hearing about it.
I think you'll get a kick out of it. But I don't know. I mean, it's very dramatic. Very dramatic.
It is.
It's
drama filled.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it stars a wolf.
And a rabbit.
Rabbit.
And a rabbit. Yeah.
It's
described as like Zootopia, only a little more adult.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Yeah,
I've seen like the animations for like My Hero Academia, and Blue Exorcist. Those are pretty decent animations.
As far as Bones go, you mean Studio Bones?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've seen that type of work, and it looks pretty good. But, I mean, from what I've seen from like the character sketches, like the actual human characters.
Yeah.
A little bit of touch up here and there, but I mean, from what they're drawing, they look good. And there's a girl based off your anime chick, your hot Asian chick in there from Shin Godzilla.
I don't know. I mean, from what the animation that you showed me via your phone, I mean, I felt like the art could have been more refined.
No, don't forget, it's just promo. It's promo stuff.
Like, it didn't really draw my attention like that. Like,
what'd you think of the Godzilla picture, though?
The Godzilla picture was nice as an ad, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it's gonna look.
I mean,
when they did the thing for Shin Godzilla, the way his head, the silhouette had everything, nobody thought it was gonna look that way, and it wound up looking that way.
Well,
I got a feeling like the whole Godzilla animation is probably gonna be
the CGI. Yeah.
I
hope they use his traditional roar.
But since you're the biggest monster fan here.
Kaiju.
What do you think they're going to do as far as story progression?
How
they're going to handle it?
I know it's going to, if it's like, unfortunately, from the previous interpretations of the Godzilla in the cartoon verse, they might heavily focus on the humans and then have like the big battle at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping that they actually decide to use the Toho monsters instead of trying to come up with original ones that nobody's going to understand. Because that's, excuse me again. That's what kind of the turnoff is when it comes to these cartoons, because they're not using the original monsters. They're creating all these new monsters that nobody knows about. We just got, all they're using is Godzilla. Like, in the Hanna-Barbera era, we had Godzilla with fucking Godzuki and all these unknown goddamn monsters that we don't know, that we never knew about, which is why that series tanked, plus they didn't use the original roar. That's a whole rant for another topic.
It sounds like a bunch of rights issues. Like, we'll give you the rights to this.
But the thing is, the company that's making, that the parent company behind this anime is Toho.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so you want the anime to kind of stay true to
true.
Its origins.
Yes, true to its origins.
So hopefully, what,
and we don't
let people in that'll be
yes.
curious from the anime to want to watch the older stuff?
Yes, like you.
But, hold on.
Because you told me, if they ever came out with a Godzilla anime, you would watch that over the 35 movies.
Wow, you really have a good memory when it comes to that kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And I've been trying to get you into the Kaijuverse for the longest time. Okay. But you said you can't stand the campy acting and the mismatched voices.
I really can't. Like, it bothers me. I can't even, like, watch it. Like, it's
But you're being honest.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that this anime will bring in new Godzilla fans.
Okay.
And that's what I'm hoping. I'll be there watching it once it comes out on Netflix. I've already got it saved in my queue, and it's not even out yet.
I have a
question. Wait, you can actually add that to your queue
yep.
right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it's in the listing, but it's not, you know. It's
but as soon as it comes out, it'll notify you right off the bat. And I'll be there with breakfast pizza, popcorn.
Your fat ass ain't leaving the couch, are you?
Basically, no.
That'll be like an all-day thing.
And I'm hoping, I'm actually hoping that it only has 13 episodes to start with. 26 might be pushing it, but
if they have a good, like, story progression, then maybe 26 could be a good stopping point. Maybe.
No, I'm hoping it gets more, it gets more seasons, but I want at least, you know, how your traditional debut anime would start, like Onga Twins and
yeah.
Teacher. They only did like a 12-episode run.
Well,
but they were able to push out a lot more within that 12-episode run.
Yeah, that was just like hormonal after episode.
But you get what I'm saying.
Good story, like, good side, you know.
Like,
side
fuck me!
Later.
Dang, it wasn't that hard, jeez.
Yeah, actually, it kind of was.
It was really, like...
But, are you talking about twins?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah,
no. Onga Teacher.
That was more in
yeah.
the middle to the end.
Oh, come on. They were constantly trying to get laid.
Yes.
But...
Well, I think from episode 3 and on,
yeah,
he and she were trying to hit it off.
Pretty much.
But I have
come on. Her name is Mizuho. Mizuho.
Oh, God. You're making the same stupid joke my aunt made.
It's true.
But, okay, so... I have a little bit of a theory.
Can we hear from Gez? Because he's so quiet in the corner.
Wow.
No, I actually want to hear your opinion on it, because you're pretty decent into the Kaiju verse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Please, give us your opinion. Do I have to get Popo on your ass?
He's the random one, okay?
I don't want to get TFS's Popo on your ass.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, it's getting pretty dry now, so...
Well, I have a theory about...
Shoot.
Okay. It's not so much about the show, because, like I said, all we have is the announcement in the animation studios, which make me hopeful. But also, this is going to be a Netflix exclusive.
I know, and that's the other thing. What I'm trying to think of is how, if people are constantly saying Netflix is going bankrupt, like Netflix is going bankrupt, how they're able to dish out this money, especially for the rights to Godzilla, which is already owned by, which is being used right now by Warner Brothers and Legendary. I don't want to hear that Netflix is going under. Netflix is doing good for them, so with all their original work.
Now, Netflix being the OG as far as original streaming content, they're not going bankrupt, but they are in debt. Now, that's a whole another topic for another time. But the thing is, with streaming stuff, their cutoff points between seasons can go anywhere between 8 to about 12 episodes per season. Right,
or shorter. Dracula was only 3 episodes.
Word,
but they were like an hour and a half long.
Right, and that's another thing. I don't see this, and like I said, we could be wrong because this is I don't see this coming out with a 26 episode season right out the gate.
It'll probably be like an hour.
Maybe. Yeah, I'd like that too. That'd be fine.
How would you feel with that? Like six.
Well, like six episodes.
Each an hour long.
I'd be cool with it. But I mean, you could fit more content into that.
Like, okay.
I've never seen anime seasons like that.
The only anime that I saw like that was Tenchi Wan Geminar. That was the only anime I sat through. Episode for an hour.
Like 45 minutes.
Like, but let me ask you something, really. Darkfire. How's that any different from when you're actually sitting there in marathon mode?
It's not.
There's no difference, really, is there?
It really.
No, there's no difference.
I guess not.
If you look at it from a streaming point of view, I can understand, you know, DVDs. You know what I mean? But right now, it's streaming only, and all you gotta do is just hit play.
Now, some might hear what I just said and say, what about something like Seven Deadly Sins, which each season was about like 20-something episodes. Seven Deadly Sins, they didn't put that on Netflix first. This is going straight to Netflix.
Like three movies.
This is something I would definitely call a Netflix original because it's only coming.
Netflix original. A Netflix original is something that they create.
Well,
this is a Netflix exclusive.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I get, and me and FG have talked about this at length. I get annoyed when they call something a Netflix original when it comes to anime, and I know I can watch it somewhere else without having to pirate it. If you can watch it somewhere else and you know that somebody didn't just rip it off of Netflix, it came from another broadcast source. Like they call Pokemon Journeys original when that was in Japan first. They just had the license to stream it. It wasn't made for Netflix, but this is made for Netflix. So you can call it exclusive because yes, this is the only place you could watch it. But it's made for Netflix, just like Castlevania was, just like a few others were because they're Baki.
Baki only comes on
Netflix Japan. So anything that only comes on streaming, I would consider exclusive or/slash original. As far as how long it's gonna be, I'm gonna go with say 8 episodes per. But I hope, and this is just me, because I notice Netflix does this a lot. Let it play through. Let's see how this goes before you decide. It ain't working. We're gonna cancel it.
Well, even though now going back to the original the first Godzilla animated movie, right? Netflix commissioned for those three movies.
Mm-hmm.
The first movie bombed, but they still released the other two movies.
Because they were already... Weren't they already done?
No.
Eh.
And they were made in Japan originally, first, before they came to Netflix. And all Netflix had to do is, after the first one, okay, no, they didn't do well on our platform, find something else to do with the others. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So...
But wait, where did it broadcast in Japan originally?
Movie theaters. It went to movie theaters before it went to Netflix.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I remember the Anime News Network article about that.
It did good in Japan, but over here in the United... Because ever since Warner Bros. Legendary has received, you know, got the rights to the Godzilla movies, there's been a big-ass resurgence in it. Because it's being done right. Yes, I'm actually happy. And I'm happy it's happening in the middle of my life and not the end of it.
Because
that would be a really sad Zilla.
You know,
because now my kids can grow up with it.
Well, yeah, I think your kids just really love watching the stuff with you. You know?
I mean, I told my youngest about it, and his eyes lit up like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I gotta feel like, but you know what? I can't even say what I was originally thinking because one thing I will say about the nephews, they're brutally honest.
Yeah.
So if they don't like it, they're gonna tell you exactly. why they don't like it.
They get that from their mother.
and she's like, I ain't involved in this. What you talking about? It's like.
So.
Well, anyway, within that same token, stay tuned to Blood of Zeus. That's coming out on the 27th of this month.
I see.
He has what he has right to do because remember, this is crossover.
Wait a minute.
So if he wants to plug other anime, he can.
Wait. So all that took was for you to see the article for Blood of Zeus, which is coming out very soon, and now you're plugging it.
I'm plugging it because I know that's going to be a badass anime.
What's it? Is that also Netflix exclusive?
Yeah.
I might give it a try. I mean, it's being done by the same company that's doing Singular Point, right? One of them?
Yeah, I want to say so.
It looked like the same people.
Well, I got
that made Castlevania.
The same people that were making Castlevania. Same dude that was.
I did watch some of Castlevania, but I mean, the anime, it didn't really keep my interest. I tried.
I thought
I got three episodes into it. It just didn't. It couldn't hold my interest. But then again, I've never played the Castlevania game, so I don't know the story.
I love season one, and I know one of our, a buddy of ours who absolutely despises the anime, mainly because she has a gripe with how they treated the original creator when it came to the games. They basically kicked him off his own franchise, and how she feels the show depicts. Certain aspects of the story. I enjoyed it. I like the story. I like the animation. I think the audio is a little off, but I think that's just me. That was just season one. I got to catch up with the other ones, and it was short and easily digestible.
So, but I mean, for those who have any idea for the monsters from Toho, I know Gez remembers them because he sat there with me one day doing a whole marathon while I transferred them from VHS to DVD.
Mm.
Who would you like to see in the animated Godzilla anime for any of his monsters that he's fought?
I mean, we gotta have Rodan in there.
Yeah, you do, because it's like his punching bag buddy.
And, what's the name of the four-legged one?
Anguirus?
Yes, that has to be in.
Kick it around like a soccer ball.
It's a spiky soccer ball, you don't want to really...
Alright, you want to see a funny scene? Watch Godzilla Final Wars. There's quite a few funny scenes in there.
Well, you know, you have all the iconic ones.
I mean, as long as they don't do like a Monster Island thing, I don't like that.
Hmm.
All the monsters on one island.
How would you feel if they tried again making a, Metal Godzilla that they control as a mech.
Oh, a Mecha Godzilla?
Yeah.
Every genre of Godzilla has one. Yeah. Every genre of Godzilla has one. Even the three movies had a Mechagodzilla. It became a city, but...
They could try to control as a mech, but, yeah.
And I got Power Rangers in my head when you said that. Them piloting it, controlling it. I wouldn't mind it. Who knows? Maybe we'll finally get the Evangelion cross Godzilla that they've been talking about.
Who's been talking about that?
Yeah. They've been promoting that for the longest time. Back when Shin Godzilla, before Shin Godzilla even came out. They did some toys for it and everything. But,
maybe.
What I would like to see for the season finale, King Ghidorah.
That has to be a finale. It can't be something like...
In the beginning, yeah, that has to be either a grand finale, a season finale, or a series finale fight.
Huh. Why is that?
Because he is technically Godzilla's nemesis.
Okay.
I mean, you could lead, you know, unfortunately, end season one with Ghidorah arriving, laying waste, and then that'll lead into, like, the space kaiju coming, like, Ghidorah, mm-hmm. Gigan, Megalon, Hunter D. Nebula, the apes from the third planet with the black hole for mm-hmm. the sun. The original creators of the original Mechagodzilla. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much possibilities they can do with this anime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I'm nerding out right now, but I can't help it. I've been waiting for a damn anime to come out.
Yeah, but this is the place. This is the place to do it. This is what we're all about.
So,
are we?
Yeah. I'd like to think so.
But. Like I said, I'm excited for it. Once we get more information, we'll come back to and we'll talk about the topic, see what's coming out, what else they're planning on doing with the series, and then look for a review.